Unexpected assgasm. It can take some effort to get a tease and delay, orgasm edging, or chastity slave to play with their ass for me. There are still men who are resistant to exploring their asshole because they associate it with emasculation at the very least. You would think that if they're giving me, a dominant woman, literal control over their masturbation and orgasms, they would realize how ironic it is to deny me control of their ass. But eventually, I usually convince a number of them that they are denying themselves a heightening of their pleasure. Usually, I turn out to be right, that stimulating their slut spot only adds to their masturbatory enjoyment. I don't mention the possibility of prostate orgasm to everyone, especially because not everyone is capable of one. Maybe I also don't mention it, unless they do as something they specifically hope to experience, because I get a special joy when an assgasm sneaks up on them. Ass play neophytes generally start with a finger or two, since that's all they tend to have on hand. But that has been known to be enough to take things to the next level while they're stroking their cocks. Butt plugs and analog prostate toys have also been responsible for some electrifying finishes. But the most frequent culprit for making a playmate's ass come when he least expects it is something that vibrates. A vibrator can be innocuous enough in a cock tease and edging session. Such a stroke boy won't suspect anything when I tell him to circle the head of his cock with the little toy his wife keeps in the nightstand, for example. But when I direct him to use it on his balls, and then the space between his balls and his ass, and then to trust me that he won't regret penetrating himself with the aid of a bit of lube. More often than not, it hasn't been long before I hear some variant of, I feel like I'm gonna come. I'm not even touching myself, and it feels like I'm gonna come. Even if I might usually tell him he was not allowed to come if he were stroking his cock, I never withhold this experience. Don't stop, I say. Don't touch your cock, but don't stop. You see, it's not a true assgasm if it's coupled with stroking. Ass play while stroking is an enhancement, to be sure. But you can never be sure whether or not it's a true assgasm you're experiencing if you can't experience it hands-free. I love the sound of wonder tinged slightly with panic at the premonition of the sheer power of the pleasure that's about to overtake them. Something new and overwhelming is about to happen to them, and I love to witness that, to guide them through it, to encourage them to surrender. And then, when they do, the cries are equal parts ecstasy and shock. Utter surrender. A world of orgasm different, or for many, more powerful than those they achieve through stroking. It takes some time for them to come down. The sensations and accompanying moans move through them like shock waves that only gradually diminish in power over the course of a couple of minutes. And then, in aftercare, I often hear the inevitable, "What was that? That was incredible." I explain it to them, of course. And I take secret pleasure in knowing that now they're not only my stroke slave, but my ass slut as well. If you enjoyed this little audio and you'd be interested in hearing more about my kinks and tastes, please feel free to visit my personal blog at sensual-dom.com. And if the sensations that you're experiencing from this audio are a bit more pressing, check and see whether or not I'm available for sessions. And feel free to give me a call at 1-800-356-6169. Goodbye.